Welcome to The Reducer, and today's topic is journeyman. We had a bit of trouble technically, and unfortunately one of us lost the first 6 minutes of their audio. So this is going to jump in a little way. We've already started discussing journeyman, but we haven't really got into full flow, so you didn't miss much. I like the idea. I really like the idea of A-list journeyman and B-list journeyman. That works for me, because Horsfield, B-list, Anelka, A-list. Milner, A-list.
A-list.
You know?
All right, then. Here's one for you. Where would you position Peter Crouch? Because he's a journeyman.
Ooh.
A-list, you know, or B-list?
B and a half. B plus.
You know, I mean...
B plus, A minus.
If you look at his star rose so sharply, 2006, he ends up at the World Cup, and he was banging goals in wherever he went.
I know, and Sven's telling him to do the robot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the most unlikely player to feature in an England squad, I would argue. But there was no arguing with it. He scored goals. I mean, he scored plenty for us when he was with us.
So let's go through the Crouch clubs. We've got Portsmouth, Southampton, Tottenham, QPR, Villa, Stoke, Burnley?
Burnley? Yeah.
I think he finished at Burnley as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that all? God, I know way too much about Peter Crouch.
What's interesting is it's
worrying.
You know it because wherever he went, he did a job for them, to use the vernacular we used earlier.
Namely,
he scored goals. There's no arguing with it, you know.
Yeah. Do you see? I was listening to an interview with him, because I do listen to the Peter Crouch podcast, he said, "You know that picture of him when he went to Burnley and somebody spray painted on a bridge, 'Watch your head, Crouchy.'" he was like, he said, "I was just one of those players that, you know, I'd get shithoused by our own fans."
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "But in this case, I wasn't even getting shithoused by our fans. The person who first saw that." And I first saw that done was a photo taken by Sean Dyche, who pulled his car over, took a picture of it, and WhatsApped it to Crouchy. Brilliant, being shithoused by your new manager before you've kicked a ball.
And I have to say, one of the few players who've ever uttered words that I've laughed out loud at in the form of a gag.
If you
weren't a professional footballer, what would you be? A virgin. Yeah. I mean, that's just brilliant. That's perfect stand-up, isn't it?
Yeah? He's a very good, very funny guy. Well, you know, the Burnley thing came about backstage, I think, at something like a Foo Fighters gig or something like that. And Abby Clancy was chatting to Dyche, and like, you know, it basically happened that Abby Clancy was basically staring down Sean Dyche, going, "Well, are you gonna sign him or what?" Giving him like the death stare.
She's his agent.
And and it was kind of like, "Oh, I suppose I'll have to then." But anyway, back to journeyman.
Hang on a minute. Are we agreed he is a journeyman then, Crouchy?
And if he is a journeyman, well, he's got the clubs, but again, personally, I don't think that's definitive.
He's won honours as well. So,
all right, I tell you what. Okay, yes, he's a journeyman, but he's in the A class.
Okay.
Now I've got a question for you. Can you be a journeyman, but can you be, to take what you said earlier, Dave, and just twist it a little, can you be a one-club journeyman? Can you be something like, for instance, Jamie Carragher, journeyman, barely gets in the England squad, only gets in the England squad because there's a lot of injuries. He's nobody's first choice. But he's literally the old, he's good in the dressing room, etc.
Yeah. That's a good shout. Yeah, you could argue, journeyman, just plugging
that rarest of creatures,
plugging away.
One club journeyman.
Yeah.
Well, that's made me feel a little better. And presumably we're going James Milner, journeyman, but A-list journeyman.
A-list, yeah, definitely.
Hang on. I think we're being harsh on the old Milner there. Leeds, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Villa.
Yeah. City.
City, Liverpool. That's not many. That's not many clubs. That's only five clubs.
No.
Leeds was as a teenager. We sold him straight to Newcastle. He was there for a few years. Yeah. He went to Villa. Then he went to City. Then he went to Liverpool.
And he's got a bag of medals. Unbelievable yes. honours. Yeah.
And he was pretty much the first player to turn around to Pep and go, well, it's been lovely, but I'm off.
Yeah.
And Pep be sort of like, you have to go?
We've got another dimension then, because I'm always impressed. Sometimes I watch the behind the scenes stuff when Liverpool are training, and James Milner always is the last to finish the lactic acid test. He's got the most amazing stamina. I think it was to do with the fact he was a long distance runner in his youth.
Yeah.
But he always outstrips everyone in terms of his fitness. So what I'm saying is, to maintain that level of fitness, you have to be a consummate professional.
Yeah.
So look after your body. I mean, what is he, 36 now? And he's still, I mean, you still hear people going, oh, we need to get rid of him. It's like, no, he can still do a job.
Yes.
So, you know, even if it's just for 60 minutes or the last 30 minutes if he comes on.
Yeah. But, well, I a few things about James Milner. Obviously, when he played in the Premier League, he was the Premier League's youngest ever player. He played for Leeds United. He was one of our youth. He was one of the many players that we sold off. He's gone on to have probably the best career of any youth player that we sold off. It was Aaron Lennon, James Milner. There's a whole load of them. Anyway. The thing about Milner, the reason why he's so fit, he's a Yorkshire lad. And in his youth, he often went running with whippets, whippets live in the wild in Yorkshire. There's big herds of them, swathes. they're like wildebeests across the moors and the dales. And Milner used to go running with these. And that's how he built up his stamina.
That sounds as ridiculous as your Al Capone story about Alcatraz that time.
Bloody hell, that's reaching back in the sands of time.
It sounds you set it up so plausibly. I'm like, oh really? Yeah. Herds of wild whippets.
Yeah.
James Milner running naked with them across
that
the moors.
Sounds like an Alan Partridge show. Running with whippets with James Milner.
Wild whippets.
Funnily enough, the Al Capone story was that in a particularly harsh winter on Alcatraz, Capone was struck down by a horrendous cold, and he actually died in Alcatraz through ODing on like 1.5 tons of Lemsip, which is even more incredible given it wasn't invented back then. Christ, I've completely lost where I was there.
He was was Al Capone a journeyman?
Journey gangster, yeah.
No, he wasn't, was he?
I think he stuck to
the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the opposite. Well, actually, there's a good point. Now, bearing in mind that this podcast is called The Reducer, which is an old redundant phrase by an old redundant pundit called Ron Atkinson. Something else that Ron used to say was...
Ooh, careful.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
He used to refer to players as solid citizens, which yeah. He's one of your solid citizens. Oh, now, geez. What's the difference?
That's a good point.
Carragher, I'm going to argue, maybe not journeyman, but is solid citizen. And solid citizen, let's face it, you're being damned with faint praise. Yeah, you're being told that, you know, basically your best quality is that, you know, you're alive. And that's about it, you know. You're solid. You're nothing special. Yeah. You're nothing flashy. You're not first choice. You're just solid, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing you're looking for those qualities in is a brick. You know, other than that, you know, not a footballer. But
Carragher was better than that, though, wasn't he? Carragher was quality, wasn't he?
Well, we were just discussing this, and I was saying, well, I'm going for Carragher, one club journeyman. He's no one's first choice. He's only getting in the England squad if there's injuries. If anybody's wondering why I'm repeating myself, Dave disappeared for a while.
Yeah, apologies to the production team there. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's all right. We'll take him out and give him a kick in later. So I went with one club journeyman.
Sorry, no. Oh, right. So you don't care. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, one club journeyman. Okay.
Yeah.
And I have to say, whenever he played for England, he was pretty ordinary as well, Carragher. But
yeah,
he was usually played at fullback rather than centre back.
Yeah. Now here's an interesting one, right? Because they're not a journeyman. They are a one club man, and they were an incredibly classy player. But there's something of the journeyman about John Terry to me. You know, I don't know what it is, but I bet he's in training still playing.
You mean he looks like a traveller?
I don't know, but that's just me.
I don't agree with that.
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't like John Terry.
Yeah.
But I remember having this, I had an argument with a mate of mine, quite a vitriolic argument about John Terry, because I was saying something similar to you, Howard, that you're saying now. And my mate was a defender. I mean, he didn't play for anybody special, but he knew the game, and he was just saying how quality Terry was in terms of his positioning. I mean, he was a lumbering old, he wasn't very fast, was he? But I don't know. When he was in England defence, he kind of felt like it was a safer place. I don't know. I don't think he's a journeyman.
So you basically had a conversation with a defender who was defending John Terry.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Who'd never played professional football. We were both drunk. But it was one of those conversations. And he kind of convinced me that actually Terry, I hadn't appreciated how good Terry was. I never liked the guy, but his positional sense was great. But
Except on the night out.
Yeah. Is Paul McGrath, if we're looking at defenders, is he a journeyman?
Again, I think just too high class. In fact, I'm saying Paul McGrath just goes into that rare sort of category that we call, you know, the Ledley King, which is basically somebody who is first choice, walks into the team and doesn't train.
Yeah. You know, good one.
And so here's another. Let's open up that can of whoop-ass. players who don't train but walk into the team. I think, have I named the only two that we can think of off the top of our heads?
Right, that's a really good one.
And obviously, they don't just have to be defenders. Could be any position. Like those players that, oh, made of biscuits, isn't he? Oh, barely trains, but on a Saturday, whoa, fucking hell, he's amazing.
Yeah, oh, you've got me there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know. I think I might have named possibly the only two that we can that spring to mind immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a minute I was thinking Van Persie. But no, not really. I mean, can you think of anyone? You know, I'm just thinking of those players, you know. It's always the knees as well, isn't it?
Wouldn't they slot in? Yeah. Steve McMahon. I'm sure he did. No, I wanted to ask you something, Howard, actually, since the start. You mentioned Jeff Horsfield, which is a brilliant pluck from somewhere. So who did talk me through Jeff Horsfield's career? Was he at Palace?
Oh, I'm gonna get found out now, aren't I? Because I'm like, all I can think of is Fulham and QPR, I think. But I mean, that's proper, like, you know, that's Barcelona, Real Madrid, West London style, that is. Play for Fulham and QPR. Hopefully one of you is doing some research. I think I can see David.
Well, I've got I was gonna throw Jimmy Bullard into the mix.
Hang on, Jeff Horsfield. Just can we anybody's got access to the Reducer research archive? Can we find out who Jeff Horsfield played for? Because I'm also gonna kind of go with the whole, I mean, he should be he's a journeyman just by dint of the fact he's called Jeff, I'd have thought.
That's a great shout. Jeff Thomas, fuck it, he's a journeyman.
Jeff the journeyman. Yeah. I mean, you know.
How many other Jeffs are there?
Well, there's a few, but
do you know what? Do you know what? That the Jeffing, I'm loving the Jeffing because Jeff Thomas springs to mind, and you think classic journeyman, a guy who was promoted above his station, you know, in other words, played for England, got through one and a halfway line, clearly thought, you know what? I don't belong here. I'm hoofing this to the corner flag. never played for England again. Never even got in a fucking squad again. And of course, eventually beat cancer and became famous for his charity work. So, you know, well done, Jeff. That's taken a turn I wasn't expecting.
That was a beautiful narrative arc there, Howard. I like the way you did that. It's good.
Well, to be fair, mate, it's not my narrative arc. It's Jeff Thomas's life.
I know, but well told.
No,
but I think we're there. I mean, Jeff, all Jeffs are journeymen, but not all journeymen are Jeffs. Well,
Jeff Hurst.
Oh, I knew there's an exception that proves the rule.
Sir Jeff Hurst, the journeyman, World Cup winner.
Yeah, yeah. Sir Journeyman.
Hang on. I need to put a time limit on this.
Right.
I think because he was in the 60s, people were called Jeff in the 60s, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think once you get into the 90s, if you call Jeff, you're a journeyman. I mean, I realise I'm backpedaling now. But apart from Jeff Hurst, I bet there's about 10 now, isn't there? Was Pelé called Jeff?
Jeff Pelé.
Do you mean a rancher? Yeah, no.
Maybe Maradona was Jeff. Was Maradona's middle name Jeff? I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. No. It's by the way, it's Diego Armando Maradona. Everyone knows that. And notice a middle name Armando.
Yeah.
It was right there. He was trying to tell us all the time. Jeff, that is a great shout. I'm trying to think of Jeffs in football, and all I can think of is Jeff Stelling.
And Jeff Shreves. I mean, they're the ones.
Sky have cornered the market on Jeff.
Jeffs.
Yeah. Jeffs are there to do the difficult, tense interviews with managers after the game, or they play for Crystal Palace, with the notable exception of Sir Jeff Hurst, who really, I mean, Jeffs have got, you know, they should have hang their heads in shame, because Jeff Hurst set the bar, and since then they've underperformed.
For a minute there, that's a great point, mate, but for a minute there I thought you were going to say all Jeffs should be hung. It was going to a dark place.
No, that's a different podcast.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? That's the one down by the docks. So anybody like, I can see David there is
frantically
looking for Jeffs.
Jeff Hunter, who the hell's that?
Have you found out how many clubs Jeff Horsfield played for yet?
Yeah, come on. Have we got any more Jeff Horsfield facts?
We need to get some Jeff Horsfield facts, because we need to decide if he's a journeyman or not.
Well, Jeff Horsfield, I'll tell you what, Jeff Horsfield, in my journeyman 11 up front.
Oh, journeyman 11.
You've got Jeff Horsfield, and he's paired up with David Nugent.
Ooh, nice.
And those two up front couldn't hit a fucking barn door. As I heard the other day, somebody said, can't hit a barn door with a banjo. And it's like, no, you can't hit a cow's ass with a banjo, and you can't hit a barn door, but it's mixing of metaphors.
It's not the two. Yeah.
I've got to recount my favourite mixing of metaphors when Leeds were in the Champions League and we were playing against, it might have been UEFA, we were playing against some team. Alan Smith missed a great chance, and Jonathan Pearce admitted his surprise at Smith missing that chance, because at the moment he's in a purple vein of form, which is frankly repulsive and needlessly sexual. He's obviously mixed rich vein and purple patch and come up with purple vein of form.
That's like Prince's forgotten album, Purple Vein.
Oh dear.
I think that's a great shout, Howard. A journeyman 11. I don't know. That's good. So Horsfield, and who was that other? You're talking about Nugent. Who was that Preston guy? Preston player that played for City. Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, Macken.
Yes. Yeah, Jonathan Macken. I suppose he wasn't really a journeyman. So who have we got in midfield then as our journeyman?
Hang on. If we've got two up front, let's go straight to the back, because this is where it gets very difficult. Because what we haven't done is discuss goalkeepers as journeymen. Because frankly, I think it's a journeyman position.
I think
basically goalkeepers by definition, journeymen, because they just want to throw themselves onto the ground until they're 50.
Yeah. David James.
Played for a lot of clubs. I'm thinking who is it? John Burridge. Come on.
John Burridge.
He's pulled it out of his arse.
Yeah, that's the boom shakalak. You've just named it. John Burridge. He played for loads of clubs.
He played till he was about 44, didn't he? I mean,
didn't he win the European Cup with Villa? Am I mistaken? Or was that Jimmy Rimmer?
That was Jimmy Rimmer and Nigel Spackman.
Nigel Spackman, that's it. Sorry.
John Burridge. Went on to play for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going for... I'm going for John Burridge. I don't know how I managed to pull that name out of the back of my head. So if we've got up top...
John Burridge.
Are we going with John Burridge in defence?
We've got Jamie Carragher at centre-half.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Carragher. Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Who else could we have? Who else can we have in there?
Steve Howie?
Don't you mean Steve Howie?
Yeah, no, I suppose he was the one... I don't know, he was...
He played a lot at Newcastle.
Two-ton Dunn? Richard Dunn?
Two-ton Dunn. I don't know. I think we're maybe getting a bit stuck in our own lanes here. Let's open it up and think about, like, you know, players who really are that kind of journeyman quality, journeyman centre back. There's got to be another one. We've gone with Carragher, who's a one club man, so that's like completely undermined the whole journeyman thing. But we did say one club journeyman. So who else could we put in centre back as a journey? I mean, Herman Hreiðarsson, he'll get you fucking relegated. Doesn't he hold the record for relegations? Yeah. He's relegated with just about everybody. Leicester, who bizarrely, how's this for a record? Players on their CV who've got a relegation and winning the Premier League with the same fucking club.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how do you do that? I think I'm getting him confused with, it's about time we got some foreign lads in here. We're being a bit UK-centric. Why don't we get Robert Huth in there?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I was gonna put Henning Berg forward, but he's probably a bit too good. But I think Robert Huth is a great shout.
Well, journeyman, yeah. Blackburn won the league, Man U won the league a few times.
Yeah.
And then just decided football wasn't for him. Very Swedish. Yeah. The Stefan Edberg of Premier League football.
Good shout. Robert Huth is going in. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Okay. So left back and right back. Your suggestions, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, now, you see, yeah, this is a toughie. This is a toughie.
That is.
Yeah. Stuart Pearce?
At this point, people can tell that we don't plan this. And we can also tell that Dave's feeling a little bit lightheaded and has said Stuart Pearce.
Yeah, I know. Just because I think we can't have silence. So I'm saying Stuart Pearce.
The old fill dead air with anything. I liked Hitler.
Stuart Pearce. That's just to get the things moving. No, he was obviously quality, but
that was great. That was Alan Partridge. Yeah. No dead air. Stuart Pearce. What did he ever do for England?
I'm just thinking of my own club. Oh God.
I
can't think outside of that.
Well,
that's some proper duds over the years.
I'm trying to think of some of the, you know, some of the absolute cart horses that we've seen in the Premier League. There must be plenty.
Yeah. They don't have to be cars. So Richard Edgehill, but he kind of stayed at City, so he's not really a journeyman.
What about Justin Edinburgh? Hang on, bit sensitive, isn't it? He's dead.
The late Justin Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Pat Vandenhoutt.
Oh God!
Psychopath.
Do you know what? I kind of like that. I mean, I can't think of one. What justification? Because I think he played like a shit ton of games for Everton, but I kind of like Pat Vandenhoutt. I got to say,
didn't he win the league with them as well? I think he did.
And also, was he a left or right back? Wasn't he more a centre back?
I think he was a full back, wasn't he? I can't remember which side.
Steve Sedgley. What do we think? Ex-Tottenham.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even remember him.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's not great, is it?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, now is when you start, like, you know, getting confused with which player's which. Yeah. Who did they play in the Premier League? I'm not sure. The wheels have come off this when it's.
They've come up. I just would like to say, though, Howard, I like the fact that you said, oh, didn't he play centre back? I mean, they're journeymen, right? So they sort of have to, they play where they're put, right? I mean, if we were to put Pat van der Nair left back, we'll put him at left back. And that's where, we'll, you know.
They just do what they're told, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a case of like, you know, there was four in the bed and the little one said, turn over. It's one of them, isn't it? You know, just get in there.
What about Julian Lescott? He's too good to be a journeyman, isn't he, Lescott? Although, yeah, he's borderline journeyman.
I think he's kind of A-list. Because he won a few things, didn't he? So
got Wolves relegated.
Got Wolves single-handedly.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got Pat van der Nair. Well, no, we're right. Are we going with Lescott? Are we? We're throwing him in there. Yeah. Fuck it, Lescott will do. Right, midfield. let's have a classy journeyman to start with. Should we get Milner in there?
Yeah, stick him in. Yeah,
he can anchor the midfield.
yeah. Apologies for the for those of you listening who can hear parakeets squawking in my background. I do apologise. They're annoying at best of times.
Stephen Gerrard.
Stephen Gerrard, fucking hell.
Okay. Wow.
He's really gone for it there. Oh.
He's a journeyman when it comes to managing clubs.
I tell you what, I'm going to throw one out there. Yeah. David Bentley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think he walks in. So journeyman, he fucking jacked it in because he couldn't be asked anymore.
That's brilliant. Didn't he think he was Beckham at some point?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he scored that amazing goal for Arsenal against Tottenham, having been a Tottenham player as well. Ended up at Blackburn and then ended up couldn't be asked.
Yeah, you know? Great.
So are we sticking him in there?
Yeah. Sticking him in.
All right, now I'm going to name another midfielder who, whilst not a journeyman in my mind, has many journeyman qualities, and I'm probably too close to him. So I'm going to throw out the name of, sorry about this, mate, David Batty.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there to be discussed.
Lee's legend.
Yeah, absolutely, but I'm throwing it out there to be discussed.
I think that's a good shout, yeah.
Like I said, there's elements of journeyman about him.
Definitely. Yeah. Fair point. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Stuart McCall, then.
Well, do you know what? I'll take you Stuart McCall and I'll raise you an Andy Townsend.
Oh, yeah.
Straight in. Yeah.
Oh, he walks in.
He walks in. A journeyman who lied about his nationality. Stick him in.
Bentley's on the bench.
Well, in that case, up front, maybe like, you know, three up, we've got to throw in Tony Cascarino as well.
Oh, it was Cascarino that lied about his nationality. Let's go through that Republic of Ireland team under Jack Charlton and just stick them all in.
Yeah, that's the journeyman 11.
With the exception of O'Leary.
Aldridge.
Yeah, Robbie Keane.
No, not Robbie Keane. No way. Too good.
Robbie Keane, why not?
Oh, yeah, actually, on the
look at all the clubs.
Lots of clubs. He played in America as well, which is a good,
do you know what? That's a great shout. Always said he was playing. But when he played for a club, he's like, oh, you know, I've always followed Leeds ever since I was a young lad. Yeah.
I've always followed Liverpool.
A great club. And then goes to Liverpool. I've always followed me and my family. We've always followed Liverpool. Goes to Spurs. Me and my family. We've always followed Tottenham.
Yeah.
And do you know what? He goes into the 11. No, first name on the team sheet
for
that fucking shit goal celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, he started it as a kid and you think, roughly his hair, never mind, lad.
Yeah.
And, you know, at 34, he's still rolling over, you know, like he's just got out of his fucking walker frame. Still doing it.
I've got two. I'm packing the midfield now. There's another quality journeyman, Ian Bishop.
Oh, great shout. Great shout.
Terrible haircut.
Great.
Not terrible haircut. He committed one of the crimes that you're not allowed to commit in football. He had long hair.
Yeah.
That's it.
Have you seen his artwork, by the way? He's a great artist, Ian Bishop. Trevor Sinclair was going to be my other one.
Do you know what? I think Trev's got a bit too much class for me. Mm. That overhead kick, which is still still the best overhead kick I've seen ever anywhere by anyone. But for me, that puts him in an elite bracket.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted. What were you going to say? You were going to name somebody else.
I was, but their name has disappeared from my brain for a second. I think No, not at all, man. It's my fault for having ADHD. Let me see. It's somebody along that sort of that Ian Bishop kind of territory, because you've opened up an era of Premier League there, which I think it's easy to forget about. You know, there were some right old cart horses back then. You know what I mean? It's like some names whereby you just think, are you sure they played in the Premier League? And you're like, yep, they did. They played for the Premier League. It's like, wow, that's insane. You know, such names as Chris Bart Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Sheffield Wednesday, Nottingham Forest. Can't remember any other clubs, but I'm sure there were some. I tell you what, this is clearly the journeyman squad now. We're picking like a squad of 25 here.
We've got our first 15 sorted, haven't we?
What about in defence? And this is a player that I love, but David Unsworth. I mean, he was a one club man. Is he a one club journeyman?
He's a Carragher. He's a Carragher. Yeah.
Was he
a one club man though?
I thought he was.
Didn't he play for Villa?
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah.
I can see him in a Villa shirt. He might have even played for Birmingham as well. I'm going crazy here. David, our man with the stats, can you help us on Unsworth clubs there?
Let me have a look.
So we're just awaiting for the news.
Just talk amongst yourselves for a
minute. Yeah. I know what you mean. If even as a one club man, I think he gets in. Because he's just got that. He's just got that sort of journeyman vibe about him. I really like his punditry.
Who? Unsworth. Yeah, no, I think he's great. I like him as a human being.
Okay, here we go. Senior career. Started Everton, West Ham.
Yeah.
Villa.
There you go.
Back to Everton.
There you go.
Portsmouth.
Right.
Ipswich on loan.
Yeah.
Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Wigan.
Yeah.
Burnley. Yeah. Huddersfield.
Yeah. Who's this?
And just to quote Dave Rothney again, Dave Unsworth, wasn't he a one club man?
Yeah, I know. I had no idea.
Which one of those clubs did you think was his only club?
We should just, imagine if we actually researched this. This would be a very different podcast.
Where do you think he is at the moment? Where's Unsworth at the moment?
In the USA.
No.
No? Right, okay. He's in somewhere like in Indian Premier League.
No, he's the manager of Oldham Athletic.
Oh, good on him.
Well, someone has to be.
Yeah.
So he's given up football then?
Yeah.
he's gone to non-league.
Yeah. And interestingly, his managerial career, Preston North End, Sheffield United, Everton under 23s, and then Oldham. So he's had four clubs already as a manager.
He's journeyman as a manager and as a player.
Yeah,
I tell you what, this is the kind of searing analysis that people listen in for. they whilst we sit here and listen to Dave read out Wikipedia of David Unsworth. I mean, fucking hell, no one. Can you imagine if we charged for this? Fucking hell.
That would be, I'll have you know, that's fully Harvard reference, that list I gave you. Wikipedia, how dare you?
We'd have to employ somebody just to fucking administer the refunds.
The stat gimp.
Statman Dave.
Yeah,
I think we've got our 11 there. We've got more than 11.
Yeah, I think we've got our 22. Look, guys, let's come back to journeyman at some point, because I think to be fair, to sum up what we've done here, is a very journeyman like job on journeyman. Yeah. Do you know, we haven't shown any flair.
I think it's a workmanlike job.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't shown any flair for the subject. Yeah, no. We've all been pretty fucking average. But we've got the job done.
But it's just like people muttering in the pub to each other. So what's the difference?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking we should start to turn this into some sort of fantasy tournament league here. So we've got the journeyman. Maybe we should do the top 10, top 11 violent players, and we can we can build a mini league based on no research and some, you know, talking at cross purposes. Yes. I think it could be brilliant.
I love that. And in case anybody is listening, if you want to hear a good version of what we do, then go to Football Clichés, which is a podcast by The Athletic, which is absolutely fucking brilliant. And basically, it's like what we do, except with people who know what they're talking about and have done some research, and hence it is truly excellent.
But having said that, part of the fun is if you don't know what you're talking about, that makes it more entertaining, quite frankly.
Yeah, well,
who wants to listen to experts, for fuck's sake?
Oh, it's all gone a bit Brexit, hasn't it? Fucking hell.
Exactly. This is the Brexit version of football podcasts.
Yes. The journeyman version.
Yeah.